This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand. This week, we're looking at the social safety net. Those are services that catch people falling through the economic cracks. Yesterday, we talked about extending unemployment insurance and making it available to more people. Today, we turn to the work being done by nonprofits, specifically one nonprofit in Boston. It's called Doorways to Dreams, and Jeff Zinsemeyer is the executive director. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Madeline.
What does your program do?
We work with low and moderate income people to try to develop scalable techniques to help them to save.
And what specific programs do you encourage them to pursue?
We work a lot around tax time. For most households working poor in this country, the single largest lump sum of money they receive is at tax time in the form of a refund. This country pays out over $220 billion a year in refunds. So that's really the time to sit down with a person when they're getting the taxes done and to ask them if they want to save a portion of the refund.
And so you'll sit down with someone who says, look, I'm really worried about my financial situation. I may not be working because who knows what's going on with employment and prices are going up and it's really a terrible time. How can I afford to save? What do you say to that person?
What we ask people to think about is whether they can save just a portion, a little bit, starting to build it into a habit. We think it would be really wonderful in this country is if every year when people were told about their refund, and the average refund for certainly low and moderate income people is around $1,500 a year, when they'd sit down and learn of the refund side, they might ask themselves, how much of this can I put aside? What is it, $100, $200, $300? Even a little bit is a start. And for a lot of people, they have no savings at all. It's a good start. So we'd ask them just to think a little bit about how much they could put aside.
And where would you recommend that they put it?
Well, if they've got a savings account, they can direct their refund into both their checking account and their savings account. If they haven't, we're starting to pilot providing savings bonds, U.S. savings bonds, at a variety of what are known as free tax preparation sites around the country.
And savings bonds are different from regular savings accounts. How?
U.S. savings bonds are universally available to all Americans. They have no, you don't have to have a checking account or a bank account to open up a bond. They have a very low minimum, no fees, high rate of return, no check systems. They're really available to anyone.
And how do you get people to save for retirement, to invest in 401ks?
Well, that's a hard thing to do, certainly at tax time. That's really employer-related, and that's really, we leave that up to the employers to do. What we're trying to do is, first of all, a lot of people we've come to meet don't have 401ks. 64% of the people we worked with last year told us they had no savings at all. So getting them to save with savings bonds was really the first step for any savings. I mean, we're trying to bring people into savings. And there's a lot of people out there that have no savings. So just getting to introduce the idea to savings is a big step.
I don't think a lot of people think about savings bonds when they think about where to put their money in a safe place. How do you get the word out? How do you get people to start thinking? Because, you know, I didn't really realize that until I looked online that the interest rate was so high, 5.6%. That's pretty good.
Well, not only so high, but what could be safer? You know, it's the U.S. government backed, so that's about as safe as we can get. Well, up until about 2003, the U.S. government advertised savings bonds all over the place. You may recall when you were a kid, they were advertised in schools and things, and then they were pulled out of the budget. So now what we're trying to do is to tie them to tax time. We're providing them through tax sites and are advocating that they be returned to the U.S. tax return so that people could actually, when they were ordering their or getting their refund, could actually check on the return and allocate a portion of their refund into a savings bond.
Yeah, I remember people would get savings bonds from their uncles or grandparents for the holidays. But I don't think people do that anymore.
Well, thrift is a quality that we need to rebuild in this country. And you're right that savings bonds used to be a really cornerstone of teaching thrift both to children and in families at wartime and in times of stress. And I think that's not a bad idea to rethink about the role of thrift in this country and in the way we think.
Jeff Zinsemeyer is the executive director of Doorways to Dreams. It's a program in Roxbury, Massachusetts. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Madeline.